After years of closing deficits and holding the line, the Bloomington City Council has approved a $227 million budget that officials say will finally chip away at major capital projects and much-needed roadwork. The mayors of Bloomington Normal join us most Tuesdays after their regular council meetings. Mayor Terry Renner, thanks for your time today on Sound Ideas.
As always, great to be here, Charlie.
One of the big discussions last night was defining what kinds of roadwork can be funded with the city's newly increased gas tax. Aldermen weren't able to agree on that last night, so it'll be discussed again in 2 weeks. How broad or how narrow do you think this definition should be? For what kinds of projects should the gas tax be allocated?
I think it needs to be, it's part of transparency, and I think that was the move, the intent of Mr. Gleason when he proposed this, was to make it quite clear that not just by law, by ordinance, that any money that comes through a gas tax has got to be spent on streets and infrastructure, but specifically, since people are most concerned about streets, that it funds streets. Now then the question is asphalt and concrete broad enough? I believe Alderwoman Burgess, and I absolutely agree with her, supports streets as a definition. So that would include many of our brick streets. There is a brick streets master plan, but that doesn't mean that that has to have a separate funding mechanism, or that maybe, some sort of fees or other kinds of cuts should be instituted in order to fund that. So my personal opinion is I certainly agree with Alderwoman Burgess, and I believe that if you have a street in front of you, whether it's brick or it's asphalt, that's what this money is earmarked for.
Alderman Bray seemed to have a different interpretation.
Correct. There were five people who voted for the tax, the four-penny gas increase, and I think that there were different people who had different ideas of how narrowly or broadly to define that. I think everybody wanted it to be more narrow than to say, streets and infrastructure. They wanted to define it more tightly. Alderman Bray wanted to define it very tightly as streets, meaning asphalt and concrete. But there are a lot of reasons for making sure that you fund brick streets. It's not just historic character. It's really not much more costly if you realize that they last up to four times longer than asphalt and concrete.
However, they do take quite a lot of it up front.
Absolutely.
It's more costly up front.
Right. You have to understand that you're making a long-term investment in your community, and that you have to take the long-term view. And that is hard for sometimes, elected officials or human beings generally. We like to look at things in the shorter run, and maybe we don't want to take a look at things in the long run. As mayor, frankly, you have to look at things in the long run. What is Bloomington going to look like 30, 50, 100 years from now?
So this raises the whole – well, first off, where do you think the council is going to break when it – which way do you think the council is going to break when it comes back in 2 weeks?
I don't know. That's a very good question. I have long since given of making precise predictions about where the council will land, I don't know how it will land. But it could go either way.
So the whole debate about tight definitions of asphalt and concrete versus brick streets leads into the whole question about priorities and how you set them. There are a whole bunch of streets, for instance, on the west side that rate a 2 out of 10. There are streets on the east side that are rated better than that, a 4 out of 10, although that's still below average.
Yes.
They are slated for repair before some of the west side streets. How deeply should the council be involved in that priority setting, whether it's brick or asphalt, whether it's east side, west side?
I think I'm very deep. And that is, pun intended here. And that is, in addition to the Transportation Advisory Committee, which is composed of citizens, I think citizens and the elected officials need to help guide the engineers. Engineers are supposed to give technical advice. So they, I think I've long since stopped asking, can we do something? It's, we are going to do this. You tell me how we're going to do this. So it needs to be quite clear who is driving this, and that is, it is your elected officials. This is a democracy, and so, yes, we can listen to what some of the technicalities are, but Public Works needs to do what the mayor and city council tell the public works what they need to do, and with public input.
So how do you make that horse trading east side, west side transparent?
Well, I think you have the discussions in public. I think you have the Transportation Advisory Committee talk about it. We talk about it almost every other week at my mayor's open houses. Just want to give a plug to that again. Please come between 4:30 and 5:30 on Friday before regular city council meetings. You can talk about anything, and people almost always talk about streets.
Well, let's talk about the language of talking about streets. Last month, as you and the council were discussing raising the gas tax, Alderman Burgess made the point that aldermen need to decide on how they define adequacy for street repair. Where does the city want each street to be on a 10-point scale? There is no defined level of service set by the council for streets. That's something Jim Karch said that he had asked the council on numerous occasions over the years to clarify. Do you think that clarity is going to emerge in the short term, in the next 2 weeks, in the next month, in the next budget year?
Not the next 2 weeks, but we do have a new council that will be seated as of May 1st. And so I'm certainly optimistic that we're going to get greater clarity on a broad range of things, and we're going to move forward on a broad range of projects and issues. I think we're already moving in that direction, but with almost half the council being new, I think we have a still sort of new city manager who really is very good at getting things done. I think you're going to begin to see much more progress in Bloomington than you've seen in the past.
So you would anticipate staff driving that discussion to the council?
I would anticipate that if they don't, I will.
Okay. This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. We're with Mayor Terry Renner. And the city's going to be, this all was part of a $227 million budget. Other than streets, what parts of the budget do you think are most significant to Bloomington residents?
Capital improvement generally. Okay. And obviously capital improvements does include streets, but includes many other things. I think that we've got to, obviously we need to move on sidewalks and sewers. We've also got to move on O'Neill Park, that is the swimming pool, which has been neglected for far too long. And so there are lots of capital projects that I think we need to move forward on.
That was a relatively heavy lift for what could be construed as a minor amount of capital project, the O'Neill pool thing. It's not a big chunk.
A big chunk. If you turn it into a water park, it would exceed $10 million. But even that's not, if you pay for it over 20 years.
Yeah, there wasn't appetite for that, though.
But we also have a new council that's going to be seated as of May 1st. And I think you can make the argument that not only do we have wonderful parks throughout our city, but the most wonderful parks, I think it's pretty safe to say, other than Millard Park, which is our,
heritage,
one of our initial,
yeah.
it's our part of our heritage, are on the west side, on the east side, not on the west side. And I think you can also make a social progress type of argument, and I would certainly make that it's very, very important that we begin to invest in our west side in ways that we have invested on the east side in the past. We spent $14 million shoving water uphill so that we could build a Grove subdivision. I think we can spend a fraction of that building a really nice pool that could also be an attraction for economic development on our city's west side. So I strongly support a major change in the O'Neill pool. And we will see whether or not, and I hope we act on that very quickly and decisive. We pretty much have to.
So
build that next year. We have to act probably by the end of summer.
But you're not considering the previous council's lack of appetite for a major project there, just a Midland project as a decided
issue.
Well,
that might be what the council ultimately votes on. I've never favored that. I've always favored, for a variety of reasons, the aquatic park.
So where would
an investment in our community?
Where would the money come from for a larger vision?
Essentially, what you do is in this situation. Let's say it's a $20 million, it wouldn't be a $20 million project. It would be a 20-year bond, and I believe the figure would be $700,000 a year. What you then have to worry about is not coming up with $20 million. You say, all right, how do I come up with $700,000 a year over the next 20 years? And so, or do you pay some of that up front and then lower the bond payment down to $400,000 or $500,000? The bottom line is you decide on priorities. What do I really want? And then you figure out a way to pay for it. We also have the O'Neill Park as part of, you know, in line for our capital projects to be asked, you know, for the state. And there are a variety of ways that we may very well be able to pay for the O'Neill Pool Park.
Didn't this get decided in the budget, though?
That doesn't mean that you can't change this. Especially, there are things called elections, Charlie. Don't you believe in democracy? I think when we have democracy and we have elections and we come back and we say, hey, you know, this is what we've got in the budget. Can we afford to do more? Should we do more? And especially if you've got almost half of the city council new, with a different vision, with a new, I think, energy. Let's see what the new council says.
Is there not a principle similar to the Supreme Court that it has been decided, at least for this budget year, so wait till next budget year?
No, not in any city that I've ever heard of. Just because you've got a fiscal year, there are budget amendments all the time. And there are, again, especially after an election, if you have a new mayor that's coming in, it would really be a crappy mayor to come in who did not have a new set of priorities. It'd be a crappy city council that would come in, that especially if half of them are new, that don't have a new set of priorities. And so a budget is a work in progress. There's nothing written in stone in a budget. And in any given year, you're actually usually juggling 3 and 4 budgets. You're trying to close the books on a year or two away. You're auditing a current budget. You're implementing the budget year that you're in, and you're preparing for the next year's budget. So, you know, the idea that a budget is fixed in stone, I think, is a figment of people's imagination.
This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. Mayor Terry Renner is with us this morning. The city of Bloomington is going to be looking for a new police chief. Clay Wheeler announced Friday he'll be retiring in June after just a year on the job. What do you think of Chief Wheeler and his tenure over the last year?
I've been always been very impressed with Clay, and I've gotten to know him long before he was even chief. You know, he's been an outstanding member of our police department. He's got the utmost integrity. I'm really sorry to see him go. What we will see moving forward is, as was announced last night, a national search. There may be very well, in fact, I'm sure there'll be internal candidates inside the department, but there will be a national search for to replace Mr. Wheeler for the new police chief moving forward.
So what are the qualities you want to see in a new chief?
Well, obviously, someone who is responsive and understands community policing, understands the relationships between neighborhoods and minority neighborhoods, and the central role of law enforcement. Someone who's sensitive but yet firm.
Do you prefer an external candidate, someone from another city or state, after a long period of internal hires, or are you open to an internal candidate within
the
department?
Well, actually, just let me say, I don't think there's been a long period of internal hires. There's been one internal hire, and that was Clay. Prior to that, we had Brendan Hefner, who was an external hire. And so I can't answer a question without looking at the pool of applicants.
You're correct about Hefner, but before that, both...
We had R.T. Finney was interim, and... Yeah. Oh, you're going way back, before I was even mayor, yes.
Yeah, we had several internal...
We have a whole... The whole police department and the whole culture of Bloomington is a very different culture from when before I was mayor. I think mostly for the better. And so, as we move forward, again, I'd have to see the pool of candidates before I could make my... You know, or even voice an opinion, but at the end of the day, it is the city manager's hire that is actually the a core tenet of the city manager form of government. And there are many city manager forms of government, of course, but a city manager form of government, even like ours, where the mayor is empowered in many ways.
You, however, and the council are the chief clients of the city manager.
Yes, he ought to
listen to you.
He will. And he already has. He's already talked to us about this, and this is only since Friday. What is this, 3-4 days old? And he's already talked to most of the council. He's talked to me several times about this already.
Since your last in-studio interview 2 weeks ago, there was another fatal shooting in Bloomington.
Yes.
One young man was killed, 2 others critically injured. Is this something you and Alderman are talking about as well? Oh,
absolutely, of course, because this is unacceptable. And there are many things that we can do. Obviously, we can do some of the things we've talked about before, try to promote community policing, try to do other things that address the causes of crime, like at-risk youth summer job programs. But there are also technological things that we can do. And at the U.S. Conference of Mayors, there have been, over the last several years, companies that are have, in a sense, the equivalent of shot detectors that you can put throughout your community that can begin to pin. So if a shot's fired, you can pinpoint almost exactly where it is and almost instantly. And you can not only see a pattern of it, but then you can respond very quickly. So there are certainly some technological things that I think we want to explore moving forward. But this is a very high priority. Bloomington has to be safe, and we're going to do everything we can to be sure that that's the case.
So you mentioned employment programs for at-risk youth. Are there other proactive things that you and Alderman are looking to do that would augment what it is that police are doing?
Well, certainly things that we're discussing. One of the things, by the way, is O'Neill Pool, and having the types of programs that people, whether it's Parks and Rec, as a program or a summer job or a place to gather as a neighborhood, strengthening neighborhoods, strengthening families. The investment on the front end can save you a lot of money in terms of prison costs or, obviously, something beyond money, human lives at the other end. Trying to get young people on the right path before they get involved with the wrong crowd and get on the wrong path is an absolutely critical function. Now, obviously, much of that also has to be done by the county. Some of that's done by private, you know, groups and agencies. But we would need to continue to work on that and to try to be a model for other cities to follow.
That's Bloomington Mayor Terry Renner. Thanks for your time today on Sound Ideas.
Thank you very much.
The mayors of Bloomington Normal join us most Tuesdays after their regular council meetings. Next week, you'll hear from Normal Mayor Chris Coos. This is Sound Ideas.